What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, laboring at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receiveth us, we appreciateth the fucketh out of it.
Yay!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours on this fine Labor Day, y'all. Ooh. Hopefully you're half drunk and fighting off indigestion and unbuckling a pants front or two.
Should you be My reading
stories? My dad used to do that.
Oh, did he really?
My dad was the guy that used to unbuckle the top of his pants, man. And sit there. Anyway.
But should you be reading stories about collective bargaining?
I will.
And how, not you, but, you know, instead of getting wasted today, can you do both?
You think, yeah, well, right. You can get drunk.
Right.
And read about the importance of the labor movement.
Right.
Here, and how the Republicans, or let's call them the conservatives, have tried to put a big old shank into labor.
Ooh, yes.
And continue to.
Yay.
Why would you do that? Why would they do that?
Because they take away from their profits, and how do they maintain... How does Betsy DeVos maintain her 12 yachts?
No, that's, you know what? That's a good point. I would actually, how does Betsy DeVos find enough time to, what's her name?
Doesn't Trump call her Ditsy?
Ditsy DeVos.
Wasn't that what we heard in one of the books?
Wait, Ditsy DeVos, that's his, why would he call her Ditsy?
Because she's a woman.
Oh, yes.
Even though,
but she's on his team.
Her. Doesn't matter.
How does Ditsy DeVos find time to spend on her yacht? I mean, 12
they don't.
Fucking yachts.
They don't. That's the whole fucking point.
If you own a yacht, man, if you own more than one yacht, go fuck yourself. You really don't have time.
It's like they've got one on the Great Lakes. They've got one in the Atlantic. They've got one in the Pacific. Yeah. Wherever we go, we have a yacht.
You could also rent one, man, dickheads. You gotta rent a yacht for when you're out there. I'm just saying.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show if you like. Yay. At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also join us on our Facebook page. And we're also on the Instagram.
Ooh, yes.
Not on TikTok.
Right.
Nor Snapchat.
Damn!
No chats being snapped.
Right. No, thank you.
Thanks for joining us this fine Labor Day. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. You know, I'm just looking at Splinter. I like Splinter.
The website.
Yes, yes. Not the guy from...
not the rat from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know, whoever invented these turtles... I know this is not that timely of a thought. God, that guy must have been stoned off his dick. Because who's like, oh, look at these turtles. They could be ninjas.
Well, and SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there's weed probably involved.
SpongeBob.
In
But SpongeBob, to me, makes a little more sense because there's actually a sponge in the ocean. There's goddamn dog. Is she all right?
She hears...
people out there.
Yes. Some people here at the studios.
Right, right. You know, but SpongeBob, they actually have sponges in the ocean. They're in the ocean. But there are no turtles that are ninjas that I fucking know of.
That you know of.
Right. But Splinter was.
I understand
rat.
Mitch McConnell is the seventh Din Sensei. Fuck.
Oh right, for sure. But you were saying, I just want to say, I just read this thing in Splinter. The headline is Texas Governor Greg Abbott, parenthetical, and other Republicans must be voted out. I agree. Oh, well, do you agree with that? Well,
knock us over with an ant fart. Wow.
Yes, of course.
We hadn't thought of that.
Didn't they have a bunch of, didn't they have a picture of all these white people from Texas that run Texas? Right. Newsflash. The Republicans are rat bastards.
Let's see what is. Oh, tweet us during the show. I think I said that at Crab Diving. And thanks to those that help us out here financially by buying shit through our Amazon link.
Ooh.
If you're going to buy some shit from Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, our beaks a little wet.
We get paid, baby.
And it doesn't cost you fuck off.
Yes.
The over to the commie in honor of Labor Day. I'm not playing the news thing.
Okay.
Over the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo.
Yay.
This is some crazy shit. They're thinking that 30 or more people have died on this boat that is burning or burnt off the coast of California.
Where the fuck is this?
So-called SoCal boat fire. Four bodies found, dozens more missing.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's a fire that broke out early Monday morning aboard a dive boat.
Oh, okay.
Off the coast of Santa Cruz Island in Southern California. At least four are dead, 29 missing.
Oh, shit.
Ventura County officials said they're responding to a fire aboard a dive boat. Coast Guard officials said they had rescued five crew members who were awake at the time of the fire and were attempting to rescue passengers.
Oh my God. That's my mom and my brother's girlfriend walking down the sidewalk with a tent.
It's that tent from the porch.
Ah. Yeah.
They were attempting to rescue passengers, many whom were asleep below deck, it said.
Good God. What a fucking nightmare.
Later in the morning, they recovered the bodies so far of four passengers. The boat began to sink while the firefighters responded to the fire.
Oh, my God. How did they go out there? I wonder what the helicopter
foot boat, maybe. It says.
Oh, shit. That's a big boat.
So there we go. Horrible.
How many people? So, like,
over 30 people. Four are dead already. 29 are still missing.
Dude, a fire on a boat. That's bad.
Right. So that's the headline.
Yes.
Over at the HuffPo.
Damn.
I mean, it must have happened really fast to trap people below deck.
Did Trump tweet about it? Or is having any.
Oh, he's so busy.
Oh, yes. I'm high. I'm golfing. I can't come to the phone right now.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let us see what the drudges are dredging up.
Racism. Paranoia.
Same thing. Holiday horror. 34 feared dead.
Oh, shit.
Off the California coast.
Damn. Man, that's horrible.
Who thinks about fires on boats? You know, you don't really.
Well, I mean.
Think about that.
You cook on a boat. You do a lot of things that could generate heat. Fire happens. You're fucked, you know. Where are you going to go? Same thing. If you get a fire on a plane, you're also fucked. Probably more fucked on a plane or in space. Fire in space is bad.
Speaking of fucked, the storm, Dorian.
Yes.
Hardly moving. At one point, they said it was nearly stationary.
Oh, that's
moving. It's moving so slowly. Not good.
Not good.
Because it's hanging over those warm waters.
Oh, shit.
And churning up more power.
Right.
It was going after the Bahamas pretty well.
Yes.
I saw some of the video and pictures. Cat 5.
Oh, my God. It's a big fucking storm,
it's
man.
It's BFS. And, now they're still not sure. You know, it might The article I saw said it may be a matter of a few miles to see how much disaster it will bestow upon the Florida coastline, because it's a relatively small hurricane, but a powerful one. They said if this was one of these bigger ones that had hit the last couple of years, half of Florida would already be getting blown away. But because it's a smaller storm...
Oh, it would already be ashore.
You could be about 35
like
miles away and be relatively okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one, they're saying, may hit 35 to 40 miles off the coastline or something like that. It may be just a couple of miles difference to determine how much Florida gets pummeled.
Damn.
But there's already
storms
in the Bahamas, massive flooding.
Massive.
People in the Bahamas were urging people to find flotation devices.
What?
And to grab hammers so that if you have to break out of your attics, that's how high the waters were.
What the fuck? What is the next suggestion? Sprout wings out of your asshole and fly away?
I guess it's a 4 when it hit Freeport, Bahamas.
Damn,
slowed,
dude,
almost to a standstill as it shredded roofs, hurled cars, and forced even rescue crews to take shelter.
Right.
Until the onslaught passed.
Oh, God. These storms, right, man, with these global warming, they're going to get weird. Like, this is a tiny storm, but a powerful one.
Forecasters warn that Dorian could generate a storm surge as high as 23 feet.
Oh, fuck that. God. Ugh. You know, if there's any Christians out there and you're praying, please, please, for us atheists, ask Jesus what the fuck is up with this shit. God. Flotation devices.
One parliament member said he's received reports of casualties, but there's no confirmation yet.
Jesus Christ.
Forecasters expect Dorian to stay just offshore.
Right.
But meteorologist Daniel Brown cautions that only a small deviation could draw the storm's dangerous core towards the land.
A deviation from its...
what they're predicting right now. By midday morning, the top sustained winds, these aren't gusts.
Right.
Fell slightly to 155 miles an hour. Oh, it fell. As it crawled along Grand Bahama Island at 1 mile an hour.
That's
so
horrible.
155 mile an hour winds.
1 mile an hour.
As this thing goes one
That's
mile an hour.
That's how fast it moves. How the fuck? How do you contend with these storms every goddamn summer then?
The water reached rooftops, tops of palm trees. One woman filmed water lapping at the stairs of her home's second floor.
Oh, fuck. Get hammers. Get hammers so you can break out of your
attic. Break out of your attic.
Out of the windows. So great. I break the window, the glass out of my fucking attic.
That's the roof.
Yeah, out of my
roof. Talking about going up, yeah.
And so I get to swim through.
Climb on your roof. And they'll try to pluck you off of the roof.
With what?
When it dies down and they'll send the helicopters to get you.
When it dies down?
Well, right. You're fucked until then.
So I got to drag my flotation device through a broken window, by the way. I'm getting all cut up coming to the window. I got my flotation device. And the storm's... And outside, by the way, a sustained gust of what?
155.
Well, that sucks, man. That's shitty. Is there not a better plan? That's a shitty plan. Give me another plan.
A spokesman, this is not good news. A spokesman for Bahamas Power and Light said there's a blackout in New Province, the archipelago's most populous island. He said their office on Abaco Island was flattened.
Just
the power office is gone.
Oh, shit. Listen, that's bad. That's bad, dude.
On Sunday, the maximum sustained winds reached 185 miles an hour with gusts up to 220 miles per hour, tying the record
right
for the most powerful Atlantic hurricane to ever make landfall.
let me explain something. And a lot of people are going to think I'm wrong. And I'm not wrong. You're wrong. That's number one. Number two is what we're going to have to do. Our government, someone is going to have to get a group of people together. Get your Elon Musk. Who else?
Buffett. Soros.
Yeah. Even if they're not good guys, it doesn't fucking matter. You got to corral these people, put them in a room. They're not allowed to leave. Figure this out. Our government is not going to figure it out. Our government is littered with idiots like Louis Gohmert, fucking Republicans that don't believe in climate change. But still, we have to contend with these motherfuckers. And you're telling me about a storm that's moving 1 mile an hour with gusts of whatever the fuck.
They must have a lot of people giving each other massages down in these Bahamas that the Lord is sending all of those, all these hurricanes at him.
But we have a system of government that has allowed climate change deniers to infiltrate at the highest fucking levels. They have no solutions. I'm sorry. If you're a government, you're telling people this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to your attic, grab a hammer, get a flotation device, bust out your window, climb out, sit in the flotation device, and I'll pick you up with a helicopter. Suck my cock.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Elon Musk could think of something better than that, right? Something.
It says the Bahamas homes are required to have metal reinforcements for roof beams to withstand winds in the upper limits of a Category 4.
Jesus.
But wait, it says compliance is generally tight for those who can afford it. So in other words, there's a lot of people who can't afford to put their reinforcements in the roof beams.
So hold on. I'm trying to understand something.
This is where we need the government to step in, is
to do it.
To build.
Just do it.
Put roof beams in for the poor people.
Instead of just saying. So, but instead the government said, hi, poor people.
Yeah, go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.
Go to your, yeah.
Instead of buying food, reinforce these roof beams. That's stupid. Do it for them. I mean, really.
They're also warning that on the east coast of Florida now, it could churn up some tornadoes, too.
Oh, that's good. Well,
woohoo.
Yay. That advice, that telling the poor people to fix their own roof beams when they don't have any fucking money, that's like when someone looks at a comic, it's like, have you ever thought about getting into a sitcom? That's a good way to make money.
Yeah, you guys should make money that way and get into a sitcom. Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, you know what might help? Why don't you build a house that's stronger so it can withstand the hurricane? That's basically the advice, right? From the government.
or take a hammer to your attic.
Thank you.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster ordered the mandatory evacuation of the entire coast of the state.
Oh, shit.
The order covers 830,000 people.
Damn.
Took effect today at noon, at which point the state troopers were making all the lanes one way heading inland on their state highways.
Dang. That's...
So they could get away from the coast.
Yeah. You know, I just thought I do a comedy show that's technically in a basement and it's safe. So the next time we have a big storm come through here, goddamn, I'm gonna do shows like five nights a week down there. Nobody can go anywhere. There's nothing else to do. And then I'll charge a cover like $30 a show.
Look at you.
Just kidding.
Say you're raising money for disaster relief.
God, I mean, really, we got to think about this in real terms because climate change is happening, right? And we can say whatever these bullshit numbers, horrible numbers that you're reading from these. How fast again?
155 sustained currently.
So we have people that are having to bust out of their houses, stand on a roof, float on a float, wait to get picked up by a helicopter. But for us to avoid that, we're counting on people like Rick Scott, Ron the Racist, who's our local guy? Stalin, fuckface, Matt Gaetz.
Oh, Matt Gaetz, our representative here.
All the other
Congress.
Republicans, whatever. So they're kind of in charge of all that shit.
Here in Florida.
So do you feel
Matt
good?
Matt Gaetz doesn't have anything to do with it, but yeah.
Well, hurricane shit, absolutely. He's a representative for this district.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, yes, they absolutely, they legislation,
well,
blah,
they vote
blah.
They vote aid.
Yeah. We just need we just need to figure this shit out because I don't want to drown in whatever that is you described. And our politicians aren't going to help us because they don't believe in climate change. So that's a real thing. So vote blue, what the fuck ever. But really, we got to figure out how to make our government save our assholes from this climate change.
Trump is a huge environmentalist.
Right.
He told us last week.
Oh, did he?
You'll remember.
Right.
Nobody's better on the environment than him. Because remember, he filled out a lot of environmental impact surveys. He figured out how many endangered species his shitty latest project was going to destroy.
God!
And he considers himself an environmental expert.
Oh, I'm an environmentalist. Look at him. He's an environmentalist, sure. You know what he is? You know when he's an environmentalist? Right before he golfs. And he looks out at that green at his own course, and he's like, I need to cut down an eighth of an inch and water it. I'm worried about that environment.
So those are your headlines to those listening from the East Coast of Miami. Thanks for listening to us while you should be getting ready for a hurricane.
I know, yeah, and the thing is with Florida, like, this state, they have hurricane parties. You know, they fuck with hurricanes, and not in a good way. Not everybody evacuates.
Right.
You know, but not everybody can, I guess. But.
Well, in anything under a three, and they scoff.
Yeah. But other than that,
I remember the first summer, the first hurricane season here, I went across the town.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to geolocate us.
Yeah, yeah.
I went over to a local business.
Right.
And mentioned something and was like, oh, you guys getting ready for the hurricane? Are you thinking about leaving or anything? And I think that at that point, it was like at most a Cat 2 that might have hit us.
Right.
And they were like, what do you mean? It was like, there's a hurricane coming. It's a Cat 2. Aren't we leaving?
I'm a Cat 2.
They're like, you're cute, right? What are you kidding? I mean, not being from around here.
I mean, you know, I think the deal is anything a 3 and under, you stay, right?
That's what seems to be the consensus
but
here.
But a 4, you got to go, man. Or you get a hammer and a fucking floaty, I guess.
A hammer.
I mean, it really is bleak. The
if I had a hammer.
I mean, I think,
right?
I mean, I feel like if that's your best solution for the people you're in charge of, and I know there's so much things you can do to contend with a storm this big, but don't you think you have to do better than that? Don't you think you have to do better? God! Get a hammer!
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Right.
All kinds of stuff happened over the weekend, this lovely long weekend.
Oh, yes. That we've had.
You know, another mass shooting.
Oh, shit.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Guns don't kill people. What was the gun that was used in this weekend?
Oh, I would say it's an AR-15, Ryan.
Oh, shit, Pat.
My gun of choice for mass killing these days.
But what else, though? What else do you do with an AR-15?
You can draw things with bullets.
Yeah. I mean, can you hunt with them on any level?
No.
I mean, why do you say it like that?
If you need an AR-15 to kill Bambi's mother, I would suggest you're not a really good hunter.
Yeah. Because, you know, the bullets fire in such fast succession. You don't have to reload or anything.
Seven people dead in Odessa, Texas over the weekend.
Yay. I didn't mean to say yay right there. Sometimes I just say yay when it just that makes sense in the, you know, rhythmically.
The gunman, Seth Aaron Ator.
Yes.
Was, they found out had been fired from his trucking job.
Yeah.
Hours before the shooting. So he was a little pissed off.
Right.
He led officials on a high speed chase in which he indiscriminately fired on motorists and police officers. He was killed after being chased down by Texas Popo.
Right.
He was pulled over by state troopers for failing to use a turn signal.
God.
And started shooting.
Jesus.
At the Popo.
Right.
An additional 22 were injured.
Oh, my God.
So 7 dead, 22 injured.
That's horrible, man. Odessa, Texas. I've been to Odessa. You ever been?
I don't remember ever having been in, maybe through.
Yeah.
But
Jason and I rented a car in Odessa when his car broke down on a cross-country trip.
Oh, that was near Ira Ann.
Yes, yes. It's in a beautiful area of Texas. We actually rented the car. It was a rental office located, God, I believe in a really a larger Comfort Inn. And when you walked into the lobby of the Comfort Inn, guess what was there? Just take a guess.
A Arby's.
A Ten Commandments.
Oh.
Giant Ten Commandments. Big fucking Ten
In the hotel.
In the lobby of the hotel.
Of a chain hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, see, they probably can't get away with that.
If somebody complained. God, it was a Comfort Inn, a Days Inn. It was a chain, man, in Odessa that had a, it might have been a Hertz.
Welcoming to non-Christians.
Hey, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter because it was the only thing, you know, it was the only place to rent a fucking car around there, to be honest.
What do you say to you? You guys better start thinking about how you're getting out of here.
Yeah, when we broke down in the middle of nowhere in Texas, God, near Fort Stockton, which isn't really near anything. I don't know.
Yeah,
you
know? And literally Ira Ann, I-R-A-A-N.
Yeah.
Texas.
And one of the dudes that was working on my brother's car, one of the mechanics, his name was Terry. And
didn't he throw a rod? Wasn't it like the end of the car?
Yeah. It was the end of the car. Yeah. We just had to leave it. And Terry, we were just chatting with him and he was like, yeah, he's kind of me out of nowhere. So I just sort of ended up here. His car broke down.
Oh, yeah, what a
His car broke down.
Terrifying Twilight Zone kind of story. You're like,
my car broke down too. I've been here 17 years.
Terry told me, he said, yes, my car broke down, and I just stayed, and they hired me at this auto place.
Oh, God.
So his car broke down. He took his car to this fucking place in the middle of this town in the middle of Texas, dude. There's nothing
in
there.
In the middle of nowhere, yeah.
One hotel, a barbecue place, and then there's a deep fryer located in a gas station, which when we broke down, nothing was available at the deep fryer. It was being cleaned, and then the guy, the cook there, complained because his what he was using to clean the oven with was making him high. He said something like that. But then Terry, the guy that worked at the auto place, told
me. He was complaining about that? Or was that a bonus? He was.
You know, that's interesting. I assumed he was complaining, but you bring up a good point. That could be his favorite day of the week. When
right. I can't wait till I can empty that fryer.
Get high. But the guy, Terry, at the auto mechanic, he was like, yeah, the car broke down. And I got a library card and I stayed here.
There's a library.
But I thought, you know, I mean, I was like, listen to this guy. I'm like, I got a
library
card and moved
in.
Fuck yes, there is. Google it right now. Siri. I'm just kidding. But he told me, he's like, I got a library card and I stayed. End of story. That's simple living. If your car breaks down and you decide to stay, and the only thing you need to do to make that happen, get that fucking library card. You're golden.
Pecos County, Texas. The Ira Ann Public Library.
Fuck you!
Well, what the fuck do you know?
Yeah. I mean, there is not a lot to do there besides that fucking library.
Closed on Saturdays and Sundays.
That is criminal. What?
Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5. Friday, 8 to 4. They want to get out early on Friday.
You know what? I bet there's a niche market there in selling meth. It might... A spam risk. You're getting called from a spam risk.
My phone's getting a call and Apple's warning me. It's a spam risk.
Yes.
120 West 5th Street in Iran, Texas, if you guys are find yourselves in Ira Ann. Excuse me. Don't say Iran.
Yeah.
They probably don't like that.
They will fuck you up.
It's Ira Ann. And then if I remember when you were trapped there, I was reading about it and it was...
Oh my God.
They literally named it after like... Two rich people that founded the town, Ira and his wife,
yeah,
Ann.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. It, you know, that was such a great, you know, one of the great things about that trip, which I forgot about, I was in the middle of Texas, and then the tow was so expensive to pick us up and bring us all the way. Like, they towed us to the middle of nowhere. We were already in the middle of nowhere. And they towed us to the middle of fucking nowhere, which is similar to the middle of nowhere. But the middle of fucking nowhere is when you get towed to, there's no 3G service. There's nothing like that. Nothing, no cell service.
Didn't dude end up lending you his pickup truck to drive to Odessa to go get the rental car? Because there were no rental cars that doesn't exist in him.
And I would like to, that guy was so nice. He really was a nice
dude. That's amazing. Lent you his fucking truck.
I know. And I would like to, I'd like to plug that business, but I mean, you know, whatever auto place mechanic, you know.
The auto place in Ira Ann.
The guy's real fucking nice. He gave that other guy a fucking job. The guy working on.
Did he offer you guys anything in case you wanted to stay?
You know, no, not really, because he looked at us and I don't know. I think we looked like a couple of tits to him because, I mean, he had to lend us a truck so we could find a car to get out of there. You know what the other option was? And I was jogging pretty regularly at the time. It was 20 miles to the Greyhound station.
Were you gonna ditch your brother?
I have no fucking idea. I got there and I was like,
"Was it Jay's Service Center?
Yes,
or was it CNT Auto? Well, there's apparently a competition now.
Oh God, it's the big one. And if you look on Google Satellite View, if you can look for a 1992 Buick something or other, a green, it's probably my brother's car, and I don't know how it wouldn't be there.
Giant.
Yeah, I don't know how it wouldn't.
They
probably vote Republican there anyway.
Oh yeah, I mean, probably. Maybe they smelled the California on you.
Yay!
Speaking of Texas,
yes.
The Republicans of Texas are reacting swiftly, demanding gun reform. I'm lying. They're of course the governor was like, "Oh, no big deal." Trump was like, it could have been worse. Could have been worse, you know.
Wait. Was it a baby shot on this thing? Like a
17-month-old. Not killed, but yes.
Okay. Shot. A 17-month-old baby was wounded in a mass shooting. It could have been worse?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. But, you know, can you think of something? I feel like Trump needs to go to some workshop where they teach him how to be sympathetic. And it's like, okay, 17-month-old baby was wounded during this mass shooting. What do you say? It could have been worse. Try harder. Try a little harder on that. Just try harder. It could have been worse.
Well, you know, empathy.
Is this your boat?
Ain't his vibe.
The most sympathetic thing he ever said I've ever heard during one of these disasters is when he asked that person at the hurricane in South or North Carolina.
One of the Carolinas, yeah.
He said to that guy whose boat washed up in his yard, in this dude's yard, it wasn't the dude's boat, and he said, is this your boat?
Right.
He actually...
Stephen Colbert did
a book.
Children's book about it.
He said, is this your boat? And if it's not your boat...
Whose boat is this?
If it ended up in your property, it could be your boat. You should look into it. That really is the most kind thing I've ever heard him say at one of these. Oh, yeah. Whose boat is this?
Right here. Crab Diving.
Oh, read it. Read
Crab Diving has a copy.
Yes.
Is this your boat? Whose boat is this boat? Comments that don't help in the aftermath of a hurricane by Donald J. Trump.
Ah, they don't help.
Is this your boat or did it become your boat? That boat is wiped out or not. Wouldn't want to cross the ocean in it. And you know, do you know whose boat that is? They don't know whose boat that is.
Well,
to see what we're seeing, this boat, I don't know what happened, but this boat just came here.
Oh my God.
The boat just came here. A hurricane flung a boat into a guy's yard. And Trump's like, the boat just got here. I don't know. At least you got a nice boat out of the deal.
God.
And then, have a good time.
Is that the last thing he said?
Yeah.
Did he really say have a good time?
He said have a good time.
License?
No, he said have a good time in South Carolina.
And he also said it in Puerto Rico. I swear to fucking God.
Something like that. Yeah.
Because that's his thing.
Have a good time.
That's his catchphrase. Like, Urkel says, did I do that? Trump says, have a good time.
We've got state legislator in Tejas.
Oh, yes.
Texas Republican Congressman Matt Schaefer.
Yes.
It was making the headlines.
Oh, did he molest someone?
And also the term, what was the term that was trending on the Twitter? Like God-given right or something like that was trending on the Twitter.
Is this about guns? Excuse me. Oh, bless you. God bless you.
Fuck these allergies. Allergies.
Allergies.
Yeah, my allergies. My allergies.
Thoughts and prayers. Fuck you.
Here's what he tweeted. Do something is a statement we keep hearing. As an elected official with a vote in Austin, let me tell you what I am not going to do.
Oh, okay. It's about guns.
I am not going to use the evil acts of a handful of people to diminish the God-given rights of my fellow Texans, period. None of these so-called gun control solutions will work to stop a person with evil intent.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Vote for some lunatic evangelical sky god sucker. Fuck you.
I say no to red flag pre-crime laws. No to universal background checks. No to bans on AR-15s or high-capacity magazines. No to mandatory gun buybacks.
Then finish the rest of the equation, dickhead. Then just admit it. Just say it. He thinks that that 17-month-old baby that was wounded, that is worth his two-way. Finish the fucking equation, pussy.
Matt Schaefer, at rep Matt Schaefer on the Twitter, bills himself as a liberty-loving conservative.
Oh, yes.
Texas House District 6, all caps, freedom!
But shouldn't
Texas style
finish that goddamn equation? Because he's what he is saying, that the how many people a year die from guns in this country? 30,000?
Plus.
Fuck tons.
Sure.
Those people, all those deaths, he's fine with that. That is the price we pay for our Second Amendment rights, and he is totally cool with that. He should say that.
And what about all the people that are wounded, paralyzed?
Yeah, dude.
Driving their wheelchairs, sucking through a straw.
That's fine. That's fine. Matt Schaefer can have his big fucking extension of his cock.
Well, Matt does have a solution.
Oh.
What can we do? Yes, to praying for victims.
Fuck your prayers.
Yes, to praying for protection.
Ah!
Yes, to praying that God would transform the hearts of people with evil intent. Yes, to fathers not leaving their wives and children. Yes, to discipline in the home.
God, these Republicans, listen, dickheads, I get it. All this stuff is window dressing. You want your fucking guns. You want to keep sucking NRA cock. You love it. So just be real. Just be real about it.
Yes to supporting our public schools. Yes to giving every law-abiding single mom the right to carry a handgun to protect her and her kids without permission from the state. And the same for all other law-abiding Texans of age. And yes to your God-given, constitutionally protected rights. Yes to God and no to more government intrusion.
And yes to that baby getting shot. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying that baby getting shot during that fucking mass shooting.
Not going to take away anybody's rights because of it.
That's just part of it. That's
part
of it.
Well, that baby doesn't have a right to not get shot, apparently, in Texas.
Oh, yes. These Republicans are fucking sociopaths. That is insanity, what he's saying. It makes no sense.
That's a six-part tweet, yeah.
It's a six-parter. Jeez. What does...
So God-given right was trending.
Oh, yeah.
Not in support of what he had to say. You'll be surprised to learn, but all the decent people of Twitter were like, sorry, it's not a God-given right to whip out an AR-15 with a high-capacity mag and a bump stock. It ain't.
Right. You know what's nice about the Republicans and the conservatives? A lot of them that are in that party, they're very old, and soon they will be dead. And when they're dead, the world will be better. When they die, we will have better gun laws. It's just true. And until then, everybody gets shot.
And 90% approval in the country on background checks. Everybody's like, yeah, I think that's reasonable. And this guy's like, no, to expanded background checks.
I mean, what do you call a country where what the people want, the people did not get who they wanted for president.
Oh,
we don't have what we want in terms of women's reproductive rights, gun control. The environment, we get nothing that we want.
I have the answer. United States.
What does that mean?
You said, what do you call the country that allows that?
United States.
I have the answer.
That's us. But what is it? Because we're not a democracy.
Right. That's Matt Schaefer. Say hi to him on the Twitter at Rep Matt Schaefer.
What is it? God what? What
God given right.
Oh, it's my God given right, I guess, to have a government that no matter how you vote, no matter what you do, they do what they want and damn what the people want. Fuck them.
This guy's
absolutely
got
fuck them.
This guy's got a point. At Drumpter Fire.
Drumpter Fire.
Finally a sensible politician. Matt, I've always been in favor of nuclear weapons for personal protection.
Yes.
But I've been frustrated by intrusive government interference in my God-given right to buy plutonium.
Ha 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 ha.
I hope you will say no to such unholy regulation.
Hell yeah, boy. Man, that all this shit is insane.
This guy says, wow, you're a shining example of what has gone wrong with the GOP, especially in Texas. I've voted all my life GOP, but won't anymore. I cannot fathom how any human being could possibly say what you just wrote. When Texas turns blue next year, it will be because of crap like this. I read an article over the weekend about just that thing. That these Texas Republicans may literally be stomping on their own cocks totally spreading their cheeks for the NRA, especially given these last two shootings that have both been in Texas.
These last two.
Well, I mean, the two that have been in Texas. And
so the only reason
the people of Texas are like, well, wait a minute, you know, this background check thing isn't crazy. And do we really need high capacity magazines? But the Republicans of Texas are like, now my freedoms.
You know, these moderate Republicans that you're describing in Texas that are all of a sudden concerned about gun control, this really speaks to how shitty they are, because in 2012, I believe we had Sandy Hook, and I believe we had a pile of dead kids, but that wasn't in Texas.
Well, right. And Alex Jones told them it was fake.
When our politicians tell us that they're going to give us gun control, we should not believe. I don't give a fuck what party they're in. Do not believe them until you fucking see it. Pile of dead kids in Sandy Hook. Nothing.
That's that story.
I mean, they don't give a fuck.
Congratulations, Texas. You guys are doing a bang up fucking job there. But the story is that the guy that just, I've forgotten his name already. The representative, the one black Republican that's decided to retire from the House.
Right.
He was on telly.
Hello.
And he said, I've been screaming to the Texas GOP for a while now. And the fact of the matter is, if the Texas GOP doesn't figure out a way to make the GOP look more like Texas, there will be no GOP anymore in Texas.
And who's this
guy? All they're doing is shitting on brown people.
And who's this guy trying to sell the idea, like, if they don't change?
Well, he's a Republican.
Well, they're not going to change, so he's lying. That's bullshit. He's mentally ill then. They're not going to change. Republicans will never change on gun control. Never.
Also this fine Labor Day.
Yes.
Where we celebrate labor and people who actually work.
Right.
How
do we celebrate them now? Does labor get more money or anything like that?
What's wrong with you? No, we give them a day off.
We celebrate it.
Meanwhile, is this America? What is Tony Perkins's?
That's that right wing
Family
job.
Research Council.
Dick bag, fuck nut.
His group. Yeah. His hate group.
Didn't Tony Perkins one year blame a storm on gay people? He said the reason.
Yeah, totally. And then was it last year that
his house?
we did the story that his house was like flooded. Oh, Tony.
Hey.
Let us smell your fingers, Tony.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And by the way, If we want to, I mean, you know, hyperbole, but to get rid of these right-wing nut jobs, all you got to do is have, you know, have a gay person summon some sort of strange weather or something. Yeah. God, I didn't know that was a
fleeing hurricane.
Right, a possibility.
At them.
Gay people can create storms by having sex, right? That's what he said, something like that.
Tony Perkins, Family Research Council president, Christian right dickbag, admitted that he was on Fox News.
Yes.
He admitted that prayer isn't enough.
Okay.
But, quote, at some point we have to realize that we as a nation, we have a problem. Now, this is mass shooting, his response to the mass shooting. The problem is not the absence of laws. It's an absence of morality. Really, the result of a decades-long march through the institutions of America, driving religion and God from the public square.
Fine, show me some evidence, dickhead. Evidence of that. Citations. And I'll believe it.
It gets crazier. I agree. Praying alone is not enough. It's time to act. And it's not just about having a conversation about restricting those who should not have guns, criminals, but it's also a discussion of the absence of a moral core in our culture today. I mean, look. This is the part that makes me crazy.
Yes.
I mean, look. We've taught our kids they come about through chance, through primordial slime.
What?
And then we're surprised that they treat their fellow Americans like dirt? He's blaming...
Yes.
Teaching evolution...
Oh my
in
God.
School for mass shootings. We taught our kids they came about through chance, through primordial slime.
What exactly is primordial slime? Like, what does that mean?
It's the goo that was here on Earth that was the first building blocks of RNA, which then led to DNA.
But wait a second. Tony, dickhead, it's not anybody's fault that we developed through primordial slime, apparently. That's just how the fuck it happened. Oh. What am I supposed to do about it, dickhead?
Well, you obviously have no respect for humanity, then, if you believe that you're just slime. That's their stupid point.
Right.
If you think we're just monkeys, then why don't we just kill each other? What's the difference? There's no morality.
Right. I remember hearing a relative, it was on my dad's side, you know, distant relative, say to... family reunion or a party
monkeys thing, did he?
No. Well, what he said was, and I just overheard part of this conversation, you're talking about education, and this is back in the early 80s, in the panhandle of Florida. He said, I can't believe in schools they're teaching you that you come from the scums of monkeys.
Oh, God.
The scums of monkeys. Like, that's the creepiest way I've ever heard. It's a creepy thing to say. The scums of monkeys.
Yeah, one of the worst is when they say, if we evolved from monkeys, why are they still monkeys? Why aren't they evolved?
Well, I mean...
They're so dumb. Here's the rest of what Tony Perkins said. It's time we talk about the result of the left's systematic march through our institutions, driving religious expression from the public square.
So I guess it's the left that gets AR-15s, shoots up everything, and then fucking invokes Trump in manifestos and fucked up shit like that.
And nobody's driving your religious bullshit from the public square. We want it driven from the government.
Yes. Yes.
Facilities, as it should be.
Hey, and Tony.
And it shouldn't be taught in public schools, because not everybody's a religious lunatic like you.
Right. And by the way, you guys... You religious fucking assholes have it pretty fucking good. Your bullshit God's on the money. It's all up in our school system. The churches don't pay any fucking taxes. You guys are fucking killing it in the war on Christianity. It's not a war on Christianity. It's a war on people that don't believe in your bullshit. That's what it is.
Then here's the sinister part.
Yes.
I think we have to go back to the point where we instill in these children, at least give them the opportunity to know they're created in the image of God. Therefore, they have inherent value. He's saying Public schools should teach Christianity. Too bad.
You know what I'll say to that? I say keep your Sky God shit away from our fucking kids, you creep. Because we do too many fucking stories, especially on Faithless Friday, where it's some religious institution, you know, whatever, and they're molesting children. So go fuck yourself. You instill your values on your own fellow fucked up adults, but you leave the kids fucking alone. You freak. Sky God shit. Nice squirt.
So there you go. Chris Donnini.
God damn, it's irritating.
Head of the Family Research Council says it's because of that evolution we're teaching, y'all. That's why the bullets are flying.
Hey, Tony, let me suggest something to you. They'll teach guns. What do you think about that, fucknut? I think it's the guns. And I think it's right-wing nutjob Christians with their bullshit shoving it up all our little assholes.
Guns don't kill people.
God. You know, I don't know. It's just so fucking frustrating. The idea that he's going to, he says that teaching evolution in our school, in our schools, contributes to gun violence.
Yes.
Fuck you.
It's an obvious loss of morality.
Oh, yes.
Because we're teaching that you just happened by chance from lightning striking some puddle of goo.
What do you think? Let's say, Tony Dickhead Perkins, let's say God exists, okay? And let's say God creates people. Fine. He creates souls, and then human beings fuck, and then a baby pops out of a woman, right? So somehow that soul is fucking emailed down, a Dropbox down to somebody gets pregnant, shoved in the baby in the womb, and then the baby comes out.
I understand they're using TikTok now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. They, you know. I mean, I don't know, but what do you think the process is when God creates that soul? How many souls are on the planet?
Well,
a fuck ton.
Yeah.
You think God creates, like, he has time to make everybody moral and just and good when he's creating the soul?
And why did he need to rest?
If he's God.
He's all powerful and shit, and you know, created all this loveliness in 6 days. Why did it take him 6 days?
Yeah, why?
If he's God, why can't he just be like poof?
Yeah, why?
It's all there done.
And why would God create time?
Well, there you go.
Why would you think? And the really crazy thing is like, and on the seventh day, what is a day?
Well, right.
Why would they?
No, your Catholics would say, well, you know, it's millions of years.
Right. You know, whenever the Catholics say anything, I always remind myself, it's like, you're listening to a Catholic person, but you're also listening to a person that buys into an institution that condones child molestation and things like that. So, or maybe doesn't condone it, but it protects people that rape kids. So I always remind myself.
Yeah. We got news this Monday, this Labor Day.
Bye.
I was thinking earlier, it's just one of the most insidious things that these conservatives have done over the decades is to shit on labor. And I defy any of these finance cunts to go work a fry cooker for a month.
Oh, you couldn't. I defy them.
And then tell me that person working their ass off in front of a fry cooker does not deserve a living wage.
And you
finance cunts.
And live on your minimum wage. And live on the minimum wage.
You can't, yeah. And then they shit on that. Well, it's just flipping burgers or something. that's honest work.
Yeah. It's nothing.
That's an honest job.
Why are you poo-pooing flipping fucking burgers?
And when they do this, those are jobs for kids. That is a lie.
There are no.
That is a lie. Those are always been summer jobs for kids. That is a lie.
Jobs for kids is like school.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you know, hopefully we've evolved past the point where we need to have kids to have jobs.
Yes, that's true.
Paul LePage.
Right. We all don't
who
have
wanted
farms.
To bring back child labor, you'll remember. Paul LePage was like, I had a paper route when I was 11. this is out of New Jersey.
Bucky.
Scary news.
Right.
We got a man in custody after several pipe bomb-like devices were discovered along a Labor Day parade route.
Oh, my God.
That the governor and first lady of New Jersey.
Yes.
Were supposed to attend.
Oh, shit.
How many? A suspect was reportedly detained after police found over half a dozen.
Damn.
I mean, it would be seven.
Yeah, why wouldn't you say that? So over half a dozen could be not six, because
it's seven plus.
Seven plus, but all the way up to 11, because then you would just say a dozen.
A dozen, right.
But if it was going to be more than a dozen, you could say more than a dozen and a half. Yes, wait. Why would that guy say it like that?
They abruptly canceled the festivities.
Right.
After this.
Like, you would never want to see a headline. Well, this would be a horrible way to put this, but you'd never see a headline like, a baker's dozen was injured in a mass shooting. Or, you know, there were a...
Right.
That'd be a weird way to put it.
A Middlesex County man is in police custody. After several pipe bomb like devices.
Yeah, shit.
They found over a half dozen devices on his large property near the parade route. So it was on his own property. Oh, he was setting bombs up along the parade route.
What a dick. What's his deal?
There were no direct threats made to the parade or the governor. The devices were found during a separate investigation. But due to how close the property was to the parade, officials canceled the parade out of an abundance of caution.
Oh, fuck, dude.
The officials described the suspect as a, quote, rogue individual in his 50s who likes explosives. Is that on his Tinder profile?
Yeah, it's on Bumble. It's on his LinkedIn.
I like explosives.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I like
walking on the beach and blowing shit up.
Hell yeah.
I mean, explosives are fun.
Right. Well, wait a second. No. Fireworks.
Blowing shit up is fun.
Fireworks, to a point, are fun. Shouldn't have explosives.
Right.
I mean, you don't need to blow anything up, man.
Well, yeah. We may have had some half sticks of dynamite at one point in Wisconsin.
Farmhouse in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin that can't go on everywhere, you know?
Right. Well, yeah. And I wouldn't have done that at my house on the south side of Chicago. I wouldn't have whipped out the half.
They might have. God, the fireworks that go off on the south side of Chicago. And by they're illegal. They're illegal in Chicago.
And my one uncle did shoot off an Uzi at his 4th of July celebration.
Where do you get an Uzi in this country? Why can you get Uzis?
He's dead now. He was a DEA agent.
Oh, he was a cop.
Of course he was a cop.
He was a cop!
That's why he didn't get in trouble when he shot the transformer on the pole, and the cops came out and were like laughing.
They were laughing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now I'm gonna change up the situation.
This is
here.
Back in the day.
Right, back in the day. Okay. I'm going to change up a few factors in this story, and I'm going to let you, let's say the people that shot, the cop that shot that transformer and all the people, they're black.
My uncle.
What if your uncle was black and he did that with an Uzi?
It would have gone differently.
Yeah.
Probably.
But he was also a cop, though.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, that's the problem. I would think... Well, not now, not after reading all these stories and doing the show. I would think a cop would be the very last person that might do that.
He also...
Was he drunk?
Frequently had stuff that fell off trucks.
Oh. Was he drunk?
That he would get... Oh, yeah.
I have one more question, but I don't know if I should ask.
Go ahead.
I mean, he's dead, right?
Long dead.
He didn't have the seeds, did he? The marijuana seeds?
That's a
different guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean never mind about that. But
that was a family friend who was in need of an emergency $5,000 loan.
Some financing?
That time parents gave them. And then we found ourselves with like a bale of marijuana
how
on
much,
the kitchen
how many,
table.
Like a bale? Like what do you mean, an ounce?
No, it was a significant amount of it. I mean, this is, again, back in the day. So this was a significant amount of marijuana.
Yeah, it's great, too, when you have kids. They're good at math. Oh, shit.
You're good at math? That's why they had me there. I'm not kidding you. The family friends were like, he can figure this shit out.
Oh, yeah. So you were trimming weed, basically.
No, I wasn't trimming. I was weighing and divvying it up.
Were you divvying it up?
Yeah.
And you were giving out instructions?
Yeah.
To everybody else?
Well, a little bit.
How old were you?
11, 12. Something like that. I've led a colorful life.
Kingpin at 12.
And then as they gave my parents back their money right away, and as interest.
Yeah.
They gave my dad a big bag of seeds. And my parents were like, what the fuck are we going to do with these? My dad.
Grow them.
My dad's also long dead, so who cares? He sold them at work.
You guys didn't think about growing, even in Chicago. You couldn't start a grow operation. You had a basement. That's what I would have done.
Well, you know, they weren't. My parents weren't into the weed scene that I knew of. Let me tell you, they were just helping out.
They
got
the money right back, though.
Oh, yeah.
See,
with interest and then extra weed seed interest.
See, I don't have kids, and I would like to think I wouldn't do this, but this would have been a viable option. Number one, you get those weed seeds, you start a grow operation down in that basement, and you just like, let's make my smart-ass 11-year-old run the fucking thing. Get in that basement! Grow some weed, kid! Divvy it out! You better listen, kid. You better have my money at the end of the week.
It's a very strange evening. It's very vivid in my memory.
That's good math skills. So you had to take a big bunch of weed, divvy it up into how many bags? What size bags?
Well, we were making dime bags. Other things. This was a one-time event.
So $10 bags.
My parents weren't like drug kingpins or something.
$10 bags.
This was a one-time event.
They must have flipped that bale of weed for so much money if they're doing dime bags.
Yeah.
That means the markup on that dime bag is what? Based on, you know, what you spent on that weed. What percentage?
It was probably, they probably spent like $2 on the dime bag.
Oh, my God.
So they were getting a five-time return, maybe.
Oh, my fucking God. God damn. Your math skills are getting them a five.
Well, no, I didn't.
You didn't what? You did that. Okay, here's what happened. A big, giant bag
of
weed.
They just had me keeping track of the books and stuff.
Oh, yes. Only the money part of the drug operation. Oh, that's not the important part.
The pricing and things like that, maybe.
God. You were in charge.
Well, I wasn't in charge.
Of only the money. You're telling me operation, you were only in charge of the money part.
I was not in charge of the money. I was in charge of the book of doing all the adding and subtracting and all the math and all the dividing and all the math.
Oh, you didn't collect the money.
Well, no.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
And interest and stuff. Like they couldn't figure out interest at all.
Interest? On your
like
parents,
on my folks' money or something. Yeah, they had no idea how to figure out the interest. I remember that specifically.
How did they ask you about it? And was it your mom? Did your mom ask you or your dad? Are they together?
No, they got a phone. My mom got a phone call from
whoever.
Yeah, and
probably passed away by now. Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were like, you know, this may sound crazy, but we've got a deal on, you know, something, and we got to do it right away, and we don't have access to cash. We're just wondering if you guys have a couple grand that you could maybe swing us for a very short period of time. And then we found ourselves over at their house that afternoon.
What? Okay, giant, you went to the other house.
With this, a giant bale of marijuana on the kitchen table.
So what did your dad say? Hey, get in the car. We're going to go visit so-and-so.
My dad was working. This was a mom.
So your mom, what did your mom say to you before you went to this place?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I mean, come on. Was she like, hey, listen, I need you to come over with so-and-so. So they got a bunch of marijuana. I need you to divvy it up.
I think
divvy it
she,
up,
if I remember,
it,
she
out.
Was trying to like cushion what was going on and what was going to happen. Like, look, we don't necessarily condone this. But
see, to me, the fascinating part is that there must have been a conversation between your mom and dad. Like, listen, we're going to loan these people $5,000
yeah,
to buy
sure.
this weed.
Yeah.
And then what? Well, they're going to. And then what happened was they sold them the weed. They were already in on it. And then the people they sold it to must have said, oh, here's the other thing. We don't know how to divvy it up and put it in the bags
and
weigh it out.
That, but they asked to have me come over because I was good at math. So they said.
Oh, God. So that means after your parents invested in these people to sell this weed.
No, it was the same transaction. This is the same transaction.
This is a crazy. This is all crazy to me because they give them the money, they buy the weed, and then they call them back and say, you know what? We don't know what to do with this.
No, they didn't call
Can we
back.
Have the 11-year-old in your family come fix
back.
Our drug deal?
They didn't Jesus. Call back.
They didn't call back. You just went over there.
Yes.
Okay. It's a fascinating thing to me because
they were like, if you're coming over, bring Pat because we could use his math skills. I believe.
And so there wasn't a conversation. It's like, you know, I don't know if we should involve the kid in this.
No, their kids were involved.
Huh?
Their kids were involved. The high school kid and my friend who was a year younger than me.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I like it.
The two sisters were helping.
Yeah, I like it. It's progressive. Listen, it's marijuana. It's not evil. Why wouldn't you have kids trim it and weigh it up? I guess. I mean, you know.
I mean, I found out later that well, his name was Gus. Was a pretty significant weed dealer.
Gus
on the south side of Chicago.
Gus,
at one point.
A fairly significant weed dealer, can't figure out how to work a scale and trim shit properly, so he enlists the help of an 11-year-old.
Well, it was all hands on deck kind of a situation because
we
they
can't figure
to
it
turn
out.
It
Get
around.
The fourth grader on the fucking phone.
They wanted to turn it around as quickly as
hell
possible.
Hell yes. Hell yes. You had the scale? Did you have to zero the scale out and all that shit with the container or what?
No, it was old time scale where you had the little weight that you put on the other side.
Holy fucking shit.
It was like a balance scale.
So when the product was sold, it was all dime
this
bags.
This is taking way too long.
Yeah, I
know. Yes.
Listen, by the way, if you're listening to the show, it's Labor Day. We're doing a show. So I'm sorry we're not killing it with the news here, but this is fascinating. So the point of sale, where was the point of sale?
Well,
like, how did you guys sell it?
Well, Little Gus.
Little Gus might be still around.
It is, definitely. Little Gus took some to school.
Hey, Tony.
Took some to school.
Tony,
to sell.
If you're listening, if you happen to be listening to this show, what's Pat missing about this fucking story?
Tony doesn't know these
Tony
people.
Doesn't know the story, okay.
This is pre-Tony.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Tony is like my oldest friend.
Right.
Longest friend.
Does Bill Nat? Oh, shit, I almost said somebody's full name. Does your friend Bill know this story?
Yes,
oh,
but
he
doesn't know them either. That was pre-him.
Okay.
I don't think any of my friends right now would know this.
Damn.
Would be able to corroborate this. So, there you
Man,
go.
Your parents were cool as fuck. Cool as fuck.
I guess. I mean,
that's progressive, right? Because it's weed. Really, it's not. You're not going to OD on weed. It's very progressive. It's safer than booze.
I mean, yeah, sure. I agree.
Right.
At the _ Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Who may or may not be.
Oh, shit.
Related to you. Tweeted us. Governor Howard Dean is on board now. Sweet. # Yang 2020.
Howard Dean is supporting Andrew Yang.
Howard Dean said, this is Andrew Yang's contribution to U.S. politics. The idea is not ready for prime time, but it will be a major issue faced by our children as AI and automation eliminate jobs? We need to start this discussion now. And that's, he tweeted, universal basic income has become a topic. And that's where Andrew Yang is important.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a chance in prayer in hell, but he's on the national stage talking about it.
Right.
And not being pummeled. Like, none of the Democrats went after him, really, on his... They let him say his shit, and they moved on. Nobody challenged him, like, you're nuts or whatever, but...
How the fuck do you go after it, though? I mean, it...
Well,
it,
we can't pay for it.
What?
Say, where's that money going to come from?
Well, I'll tell you where it's going to come from. We're going to take it from these rich people. And how are we going to do it? I don't fucking know. But we're going to do it, you motherfuckers. We're going to come get your shit, and we're going to give it to the poor people. It's Robin Hood 2.0, bitches.
What this? I have to play.
God,
this.
I mean, I <don't... laughs> you didn't. There's no point of sale for you, but people didn't come over and be like, you were like, how many dime bags do you want? No,
I didn't have like a visor on.
Were you handling the other dealers? Where you're like, where's your money, motherfucker?
Where's my money, bitch?
Well, I mean, you're 11, so yeah.
It's like, I want my money.
I love this so much. Oh, that's good.
I don't know what this is. Let's just play this.
Mm-hmm. Was it a sativa?
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, three days ago, oh, it said this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
He wants to Superman the hurricane. Yes. Get some Air Force planes to fly around in the opposite direction.
Now, the ice thing in the water, we've heard that before, right? Yeah, who is this guy?
I don't know. Steve Marmel tweeted it, and he said, it's a sad commentary that, as stupid as this is, I'm actually relieved there wasn't any overt racism in it.
Yeah, it's just some
random white guy.
Absolutely.
They're interviewing on TV.
That's funny. But, I mean, this guy right here, I don't know who he is. But that guy, this is the guy that's always 2 seconds away from, who's talking shit?
Right.
Who's talking shit?
Okay, this is my current condition right now. Water about to reach the roof soon.
Holy shit.
This is my current condition right now.
That's the water line.
Water about to
reach the roof of her house. During this hurricane, wow, in Freeport.
You know what? Now I don't know, man. Now I agree with that other guy. Do something about this fucking shit, motherfuckers!
Drop some ice. We got a Navy. Why don't they dump a couple of tubs of ice into the water?
That is more reasonable than what our president floated. He said to nuke the fucking thing.
Nuke it, maybe.
I'd rather do ice.
Can't we just nuke it?
At least the ice thing, I mean... There is, again, it's insane, but at least there's logic there, right? Ice has traditionally cooled down water. Nuclear radiation has never done anything to cool down water. I don't know that
we've experimented on how the water temperature changes from a nuclear blast.
You know,
maybe they have.
No reasonable way to account for our president suggesting that we nuke a hurricane. It's like nothing explains that in any way to say.
That idea was around back in the 50s, but they didn't know shit back in the 50s.
Who said that?
Since they floated it back in the 50s as, you know, with these new nukes that we've got. Hey, you know, what could we do with these? Is it possible we could affect storms and stuff like that? And quickly the scientists said, no.
This is that's crazy because that's the idea. Like, this nuclear weapon can do a lot of crazy shit. Whatever you do, say if you explode a nuclear weapon or a warhead, the area around it will be changed. That's the kernel of whatever, right? That's the seed of where the idea of a nuclear weapon could stop a hurricane sprouts from.
Well,
right?
I mean, they see those pictures of, you know, the blast wave coming like through the desert, you know, like when they did those desert tests and everything, and they think that's a big gust of wind and something.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe if you blow up a nuke near the side of the eye wall of the hurricane, it would disrupt it, and that it would basically, like this guy say, why'd you get some F-15s and fly backwards? Go in the opposite direction of the hurricane.
Is there anybody at the Air Force floating that same idea? Is there anybody at the Air Force saying, hey, let's...
Yeah. But
it's crazy.
People
the nuclear
who don't know
bomb
the science
thing,
involved.
But the nuclear bomb thing is nuts.
Well, we know that now, but, you know, you could see somebody not knowing the science of it back in the day, just being like, hey, what if, you know...
I'm going to make a stupid comparison with this to running a comedy show. Like sometimes I'll be running a comedy show and the room sucks. Like nobody's laughing. It just fucking sucks. And I
speaking
like,
of bombs.
No, I do. I look around at the comics. And I'm like, you know what? That guy over there, all his shit's insane. He sounds like he's, you know, two vodkas away from a manifesto, but he's wacky. I'm going to put him up there and see if his lunacy changes my room for the better. And there's no other reasoning for that other than, I want to put a person in there that's going to elicit some sort of response from my crowd. I don't know if it'll be good, but it'll be different than what it is now because this sucks. That's Trump's reasoning for the nuclear bomb and a hurricane.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
The president... excuse me.
Yes.
The president...
Don't die.
...has been busy.
Oh, good. Raping? Golfing? I'm trying to think what he likes. Looking at Ivanka?
The president spent his Labor Day. They say here, President Donald Trump spent the morning filling up the Labor Day news hole by lashing in at all directions. Lashing at in all directions, excuse me.
Who the fuck wrote that?
And
that's
pumping
a weird sentence.
Out tweet after tweet. Attacking his perceived enemies. He just had a twit storm today.
Twat storm?
Shouldn't he be working?
What do you want him to do? I mean, listen, I know he's tweeting, he's golfing, you know, Rome's burning. But, I mean, at least when he's golfing, he's not writing up some weird foreign policy or saying something fucked up.
He keeps...
I mean, what do you want him to do? Go down to... wherever the hurricane's going to hit and throw cans of food at people?
Did you hear yesterday he had a meeting with FEMA and they had a... he's wearing this blue USA cap.
Yes.
He sat down with them and the only thing he cares about is Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Because he was like, now I understand it's not going where it was.
Yes.
Are you sure it's not going where it was, straight across Florida? Do we think it might turn and go straight across Florida? All he cares about is fucking Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
And then it's missing Mar-a-Lago. He's like, okay, I care now.
So if you want Trump to give a shit about you, you have to have him put a resort up in your area.
I want to begin today by addressing the heinous shooting that took place on Saturday in Odessa, Texas. On behalf of all Americans, I'd like to express my deepest sympathies and sorrow for the victims and their families. We ask God to comfort and heal those who are suffering, and we hope that there will be a full and quick recovery of the injured. Today, we also recognize the courageous actions of local law enforcement. I can pretty much say, as usual, they were incredible.
Our first responders, we love our first responders.
He was doing okay until he brought Jesus into it. I mean, because does anybody believe? Yeah,
no.
You're not asking God. God, hey, Trump, really, God, I can't imagine if God exists, he gives a shit about you or he. I don't know. God.
And all he's obsessed about is biggest, bestest.
Oh, yeah.
Nastiest. This is the biggest ever. Right. They're saying it's the biggest. You know, this is the biggest hurricane ever. You know, yeah. They say it's the biggest.
Like my hands.
Pray for the people in the Bahamas being hit like never before.
God.
Category 5, almost 200 mile per hour winds. That's our president.
Yeah. Like never before. But he uses those superlatives as in a... Wouldn't that say, I mean, he's acknowledging climate change. He's talking about the climate, and he's saying things like never before, we've never seen, this has never happened. So then you would infer from that, if this has never happened, if we've never seen it, you would infer that then there's been a change. You would even infer that's evidence that there's a change.
Yeah.
Do I sound like a cuckoo banana bucket? I mean, do I know what I'm talking about? God.
Then he tweeted,
yes,
a creepy quote from Pastor Robert Jeffress.
Ah!
Who was on Lou Dobbs's show. Oh, I think we talked about that on Friday a little bit.
Faithless Friday.
And he tweeted a quote of Robert Jeffress, the fraud pastor, on the Old Man Yelling at Clouds' show.
Yes.
Quote, we hold that legislative prayer in government speech is government speech, not open to attack via those channels. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jeffress said, Lou, this is why this next election is so important. The soul of America. They want to take religion out of American lives. Thank God for judges like this. And thank God for President Donald J. Trump, who will appoint judges like this. He will soon have appointed 180 new federal judges, not even including 2 great new Supreme Court justices. So they're crowing about the fact that activist judges are going to be infecting the court, ramming Jesus into our holes.
Jesus Christ. That Splinter article is right. That headline is right. We have to vote these Republicans out, or else we're living in Iran light.
Right.
And that's bad when you think about, I mean, we're never going to be able to get real about climate change until these religious cuckoo fuckheads are gone.
Some of them in the oil.
Yeah.
Twats.
Oil twats.
Hey, Shelby, you're awake. That's
my
great.
Favorite band.
Then he tweeted a couple. He retweeted some warnings from the National Hurricane Center. So yes. Those aren't patently obscene, right. Obscene or insane.
Yes.
Then now he's quoting that lunatic Steve Hilton on Fox News again.
Yes.
This is all about, he's just sucking Trump's dick. I'm just kidding. It's about pro-worker policy. Snap Trump has the most ambitious pro-worker policy agenda this country has ever seen. The president promised jobs, 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 and that's exactly what he's delivering.
But hey,
Trump tweets his quote.
Hey, put an article with that. What article could that guy attach? Why don't you put an article that offers evidence to support what you're fucking saying? Right?
Next tweet, since my election, many trillions of dollars of worth has been created for our country, and the stock market is up over 50%. Again, show us who that benefits. Who does that benefit?
I don't give a fuck.
The trillions of dollars of worth that's been created, who benefits from that worth?
Yes, yes.
Who's got that worth?
Oh, my God. I thought the stock market was down. I thought it was down.
He means since he started, it's still up, though.
Oh, okay.
Recently, it's been going down.
Right.
If you followed the advice of the failing New York Times columnist, Paul Krugman, you'd be doing very poorly. You'd be angry and hurt. He never got it.
Right.
Then he's mad at the president of the AFL-CIO, the union.
Right.
Just watched AFL-CIO president Richard Trumka on Fox News and thought to myself how different he is on TV than when he's with me at the White House. Likes what we're doing until the cameras go on.
Oh, shit.
We got robbed on trade and everything else while his Dems just sat back and watched. NAFTA is the worst trade deal ever made. Terrible for labor. And Richard let it stand. No wonder unions are losing so much. The workers will vote for me in 2020. Lowest unemployment, most jobs ever.
And, God damn.
And should stop paying exorbitant dues. Not worth it. So Trump's saying, kill the unions. Get out of unions. Don't pay those dues of those unions.
They're not worth it. That's what he's saying?
Yeah, they're terrified of labor because labor organizes and makes them pay more.
This is nuts,
and,
man.
And makes them maybe lose a half of a new yacht.
Oh, jeez. Wow. What the fuck? It's Labor Day. It's Labor Day, right? So shouldn't the president be celebrating labor, saying something in support of the workers?
Oh, he is. He's saying workers should be supporting me.
Oh, right. And workers should get out of their unions. Stop paying your dues.
Get out of your unions.
Wow.
And take all these low-paying jobs. You can have 5 or 6 jobs.
Oh, shit. Is this your boat?
Then he retweeted, or he didn't retweet. He tweeted a quote from Lou Dobbs.
Yes.
Lou Dobbs talking about Comey and his dwindling group of friends. Quote, they are liars and, in my opinion, all caps, traitors.
Oh, fuck.
Comey.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that infer that you think that he's going to stick the Justice Department on Comey?
Oh, he wants to. He tried, and Bill Barr said, there's nothing we can charge him with.
Wow.
That's why Trump's upset.
Well, why would they lie then? Why would they make up something they could charge him with? It's very strange.
Steve Hilton, he really loves the Steve Hilton guy on Fox, which inevitably means he's going to nominate the guy for some post.
Oh, yes.
Because he always takes the people who can gargle the battle hymn of the Republic through Trumpian jizz.
Wow, that's...
He goes on and on. 1, 2, 3, 4 tweeter.
Yes.
Talking about, listen to this bullshit. Tariffs are bringing companies back to the USA.
Evidence.
They're just not.
Citations. Attach that to an article from the Times, right? From the Washington Post, you dick.
Average hourly wages growth has far outpaced what we saw with Obama. Not true. It is higher. Not far outpacing.
Not outpacing.
He's talking about the swing states, all their jobs in the swing states.
Anyway. Well, now you know he's lying because he wants. Listen. I think what Trump wants, he wants Happy Meals, he wants Ivanka, and he wants to rape, and he wants people in the swing states to vote for him. Because he knows the only way he's going to do another coup and take this country over without really getting elected is to do it through Electoral College bullshit.
Yes. They even said they're not trying to win the popular vote.
Right.
They're focusing on... stealing the election through the Electoral College.
Yeah. And just in those votes, see, they practiced in Georgia. You remember the election in Georgia recently where Stacey Abrams had that election stolen from her by Brian Kemp?
Oh, I've got that story, too, about there's more that they found out about how shitty they were during
that. Oh, yeah. More? God damn.
Let me finish this. The Amazon Washington Post did a story that I brought racist attacks against the squad. That's Ilhan Omar.
Right. You
know. No, they brought racist attacks against our nation. All I do is call them out for the horrible things they have said. The Democrats have become the party of the squad.
Oh, jeez. I hope so. I like the squad, dickhead. I like the squad. You know why the squad is good? Because you hate them, you evil fuck.
Next tweet, the lamestream media has gone totally crazy, all caps. They write whatever they want, seldom have sources, even though they say they do.
Ooh, yes.
Never do fact-checking anymore. That's all they do. They do fact-checking on him, yet he'll say it's fake news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
PolitiFact.
Right.
Snopes. You go to one of those sites and throw that at a Trump handsy, the first thing they say is, oh, PolitiFact. Oh, give me something. Give me some website that's not biased.
So are they trying to frame PolitiFact and Snopes like Breitbart, like InfoWars, like NetWorld, WorldNet Daily, things like that?
Yeah, yeah. On the left.
Yeah, yeah. But see, here's the problem. There is not. Wow. That dog. I'm upset too, Shelby.
I'm bored.
Well, yes. What are you bored? You got all these toys. You got all these toys.
Then he says, they never do fact-checking anymore and are only looking for the kill. Mm-hmm. They take good news and make it bad. They are now beyond fake. They are corrupt. The good news is that we are winning. Our real opponent is not the Democrats or the dwindling number of Republicans that lost their way and got left behind. Our primary opponent is the fake news media.
Right.
In the history of our country, they have never been so bad.
God damn. I mean.
Are you being bitten?
Yeah, yeah, I am. But, you know, I forgot my fucking point. I'm sorry. Yeah. Fuck Trump. Listen, just fuck him. And, you know, don't be afraid to tell any of your friends. And
then he retweeted Steve Hilton again. Yeah. All Trump haters and lovers must watch.
Yeah.
Two hurricane tweets. Shelby, we're doing a show here, buddy. Come here, bud.
Ow.
Puppy's quite active right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. I just have to do this. Ah, yeah, there we go. I just hold her up here and she won't bite me. Okay.
Then he tweeted something about Brazil.
Right.
I love both
Brazil will allow more American ethanol to enter the country without tariffs, a decision that Brazilian mills are celebrating. The seemingly counterintuitive reaction stems from the tone of ongoing negotiations. Oh, this is not him.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's a quote. That's what I was going to say. It doesn't sound like him. He was quoting a bunch of... I don't know who he's quoting, but then he tweets it at Joni Ernst.
Joni Ernst.
And Chuck Grassley.
Joni Ernst from Idaho.
Iowa.
Iowa. Iowa.
Oh, it's about ethanol. So that's why he's got Joni Ernst in there, because Iowa and Grassley. Because they're the big ethanol state.
Right.
Because they grow a fuck ton of corn.
Yes. And ethanol is totally clean.
No.
Right.
But cleaner.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, do you remember right now?
Yes.
Trump should be in Denmark.
Okay.
Visiting.
Right.
But, you know, he got all pissy pants over the fact that they won't even entertain selling Greenland to us. And how dare that nasty woman. Nasty.
The president of Denmark, right?
PM of Denmark.
Woo.
Mette Frederiksen.
Nine!
He was upset at her, called her nasty, said her comment was inappropriate when she said, this is insane.
Yes. Well, I don't know what you're supposed to say when someone who's the president of the United States is like, hey, I want to buy Greenland.
She called it absurd, and he got mad at that.
But
he said,
it is.
And then he tried to say, this is what's creepy. He said she's insulting the United States, not him.
Oh, jeez.
She's not talking to me. She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way.
And really, then
I am the state.
No,
that's not his quote. That's what I'm translating.
Well, I really believed you. I thought it might have.
Oh, sure. That's what he's saying, though.
He says he wants to be president for the next 10 years.
That's what he is saying. Oh, yeah. Do we get that time back? He tweeted. Did we talk about that? Or was that over the weekend?
Yeah, we did.
I remember. It all bleeds together.
Bleeds.
He was like, should we get that time back?
Is this your boat?
But over in the Denmark... That, you know, he's so respected and loved worldwide.
Right.
That even though he canceled his trip, they still decided to have the protests against him.
I love that shit.
In Denmark.
I fucking love it.
They hate him so much.
Because now we're going to get the contrast that he was trying to avoid, right? Because the real narrative, the real fucking reason this motherfucker doesn't want to go to Denmark because later in the month, Obama's going. And they love Obama. They
love him.
They do not love Trump. They fucking hate him.
But dominating downtown Copenhagen today.
Yes.
The giant Trump baby balloon flying over Copenhagen.
I love that
shit. Part of the series of demonstrations.
Ooh, yes.
Thousands of people plan to attend a Stop Trump rally.
Yes.
At the U.S. Embassy.
Ooh.
A pro-Trump parade.
Right.
Organized by a group calling itself Danes for Donald Trump. Attracted very little interest on Facebook.
Oh, shit. Danes for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
That's like a fan page? Some shit like that?
Yeah, didn't do real well, apparently.
I'm curious. I mean...
So they're expecting a massive turnout. Trump, the... Morten Skovgaard.
Ooh.
One of the organizers, the guy who hired the balloon.
Right.
The Trump blimp.
Yes.
Said, judging from the media attention and all the traction on Facebook, we expect a massive turnout.
Dude,
I don't know why he sounds like he's from Minnesota.
I will say this. I do not know why. I must be looking at the wrong Danes for Donald Trump fan page. 362 likes.
Oh. That's,
wow.
There you go.
We have a lot more than that. I mean, God.
Not a lot of Danes liking Donald Trump.
You know, this is great. Donald Trump sucks the big one. That's a fan page. 7,000 members. That's great.
He's not well loved. Not well respected.
Right.
Oh, but the world respects the United States again.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's just the opposite. So there you go. Copenhagen, Denmark, the Danes.
Yes.
Hate Trump so much. Even though he canceled his trip, they've decided to still protest him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, I just shared a meme, and it said it's the pictures of Donald Barracuda Face, the other son, Don Jr., and Ivanka. All standing for this picture, and they all look so strange. I mean, the way they're standing, they look very strange. This guy at our schoolie twatted first day of standing lessons, and it's just funny.
Well, they're all very awkward.
Yeah,
like all those pictures of Don Jr. There's no picture of him that looks normal.
Yeah, this is a funny comment. This dude says, "How much inbreeding does one family have to do to look like this?" They are strange. They are strange fuckers.
Thanks for joining us. Look at the time, man. Today's show is flying by, everybody.
Yes.
We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're always available as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite fucking application. Wherever you need to find your podcast.
Yes.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something through Amazon, use that link and we get a little commission at no cost to thou.
Hello. Jolly good. To thee. Record that again. Do that line again.
Yeah, well, I missed rehearsal.
Yes.
We've got, here's that story about Georgia.
Thank you.
Probe.
Ooh.
You said probe. This is from Salon.
Nine!
Salon.com.
I love Salon.
A trove of documents turned over in a congressional probe of missing votes in Georgia's lieutenant governor race.
Oh, shit.
Has revealed serious irregularities.
Wait, so the lieutenant governor race was also affected?
Yes.
Shit.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee is investigating whether voting machine errors caused a large drop-off in votes in the lieutenant governor race between the Democrat Sarah Riggs Amico,
yes,
and the Republican Jeff Duncan, who won the election by about 123,000 votes.
Right.
The probe is looking at why so many fewer votes were recorded in the race compared to other statewide races. So in other words, for some reason, let's say 2 million people voted total. 2 million, I'm making up a number, but 2 million votes for governor, right. 2 million votes for state secretary of state, yeah, 2 million votes for this.
Comptroller.
500,000 total votes for
lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor for some reason. Why were people not voting?
Is it, and that's just,
or leaving it blank or whatever. That's highly unlikely.
And the lieutenant governor spot, isn't that going to show up early on the ballot or,
right
or late?
After the governor, I
yeah,
would think.
I mean, it's very odd that that's the one.
Oh, here it is. There were 159 fewer votes cast for lieutenant governor than for governor.
Okay. Shit.
The lieutenant governor race had twice as much drop-off as other state races. So for some reason...
So it's an anomaly.
Yeah.
Shit.
The more than 15,000 pages of documents turned over to the Oversight Committee show that the election was plagued with widespread irregularities. This is Kemp's home state. No, Kemp, the guy that was running the election at the time that just coincidentally was yeah. running for governor, and he did not recuse himself.
Are we in some weird space now where the media is saying irregularities rather than fraud? Why are they couching it in irregularities? That sort of opens the door for acts of God and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, why irregularities? It's not an irregularity. It's nothing. It's fraud. It's cheating.
I don't think they know exactly what's going on yet.
Oh, okay.
In one case, a voting machine in Kemp's home precinct.
All right.
Recorded that Republicans won every race, while six other machines in that same precinct showed that the Democrats won every race.
Oh, shit.
A statistician analyzed it and said the odds of an anomaly that large are less than 1 in 1 million.
So it's impossible. Someone cheated.
Something's going on in various different ways. It's different things going on.
So at the very least, you could say there was fraud. Why are they not? Why are they saying irregularities? Why don't they say lies when our fucking president lies?
The Georgia election as a whole was marred by Republican voter suppression efforts and aging vulnerable voting machines. The Coalition for Good Governance, an election security group that sued to contest the lieutenant governor race,
yes,
issued a report alleging that the extreme drop-off was in black districts. Huh.
I don't understand. Not to make this story about this fucking article, but it is odd that one part of the story, they say voter fraud, right? They say they actually name some of the shenanigans, right? They don't call it irregularities. Is that right?
Yes.
So why in the fucking headline
do they say
irregularities?
Because they don't know yet what explains the drop-off. They don't have the exact
proof. Oh, okay. I thought they explained it later in the article.
It suggests the undervote could not be explained by voters simply skipping that race on their ballots.
Yes.
The report said the rates of touchscreen machine reported undervotes in such precincts in the lieutenant governor's contest are far greater than the undervote rates in non-African-American neighborhoods.
Jesus.
The undervote problem did not happen at the same exaggerated levels in many of the primarily white neighborhoods.
So these irregularities that they're talking about, it's obviously fraud. That's obviously what's going on. It's obvious cheating. They don't want to say cheating for some reason. Our country is afraid. They are afraid to say who Donald Trump is. They're afraid to say he's a fucking crook. They're afraid to say the Republicans cheat. And they're afraid to say that party engages in lots of fucking voter fraud. But they want to say irregularities in the fucking headline for some fucking reason.
The analysis found that the drop-off rate in some African-American areas was as high as 13%, much higher than the 4% statewide figure. That means 13% fewer people voted for lieutenant governor in those areas than it was 4% statewide.
Yeah. Some irregularities, guys. In all the black neighborhoods, there's a drop-off of 13%.
Yes.
Some irregularities. We don't know if it's fraud yet. Jesus.
Georgia is one of five states that exclusively uses electronic machines with no paper backup. That's one of the things that, one of those bills that's rotting on Moscow Mitch's desk.
Yes.
That came from the House that reforms some of this shit and demands paper backups from every state.
This is why right now we are in a banana fucked up republic. This is how I see it. We can't impeachment to get rid of this president and to fucking kick the teeth in of this treacherous Republican Party. Impeachment. That's off the table because our system is owned by the fucking Russians. Mitch the bitch is owned by Putin.
And if there's an anomaly.
Yes.
In your elections. Well, the Republican goal, by the way, is to, and the Russian goal is to make Americans not trust their elections anymore.
Yes.
That's the goal. They want to cause chaos so that the next election, if it is hopefully not close, but if it were close, then they could squeal, oh, look at all these anomalies. These Democrats didn't really win.
So the only way to get around all that is to overwhelm these people at the polls. And God, that is the dumbest fucking strategy.
Republican state officials, why would this happen? Republican state officials are opposed to reviewing these elections.
This is bullshit.
Why are they opposed to this? The Secretary of State there, Brad Raffensperger.
Okay. God damn.
Republican jizz stain.
Raffensperger!
Has refused to open an investigation into the matter. And state officials claim the undervote may have just been caused by low interest. Oh, you know, all those black people just don't like Lieutenant Governor.
No, you know,
even though other races did not see anywhere near the same drop off, the Secretary of State's office had previously denied the request for a recount, arguing that it was more common for voters to skip down ballot races.
You know what's insane right now is that
they don't have paper ballots, by the way, to back this up.
And the main thing we're hearing from Democrats. The main voice we're hearing from the left right now is about the election. It's about getting reelected, right? They're talking about how to get reelected. Well, the elections are bullshit. That what you're telling me is bullshit. So we, at some point, our country has to come to terms with the fact that it will be impossible to vote these Republicans out fairly.
Oh, that's what they're fairly. Already doing that.
So, but
Eddie Perez of the Open Source Election Technology Institute.
Yes.
Questions why officials are so resistant to investigating an election with inexplicable vote totals.
Why are you questioning it, dude? You know why.
Quote,
they're fucking corrupt.
I don't know why the state of Georgia appears to be resisting an examination. They're not getting any closer to the truth. This is really unusual and it begs explanation.
It doesn't.
No, we know they're not getting any closer to the truth because they don't want to get any closer to the truth.
See, what I'm hearing from the person you're saying is they're pretending they don't know. They're pretending it's like in a horror movie when no one wants to really admit there's a guy in the backyard with a fucking chainsaw. Guess what? The Republicans have fucking chainsaws and they're skull fucking our country with it. This guy wants an investigation. He wants an explanation of what's happening. Here's what's happening. In the Republicans own Georgia. They cheated. Of course, they're not going to investigate themselves. Is this guy naive?
The statistician from Berkeley who put together some of this data that said this ain't right, said in a court filing in the lawsuit that the irregularities are too large to ignore. Based on my analysis, he said, described above in my knowledge of Georgia's voting system, blah, blah, blah. It is my opinion that the certified results of the lieutenant governor's race are in substantial doubt.
They cheated. The results are in substantial doubt. Just say they cheated. Just say it, you pussy.
He's a statistician, guys.
I don't give a fuck. God damn, guys.
They don't know that they cheated.
Yes, yes.
They know that there are anomalies, and they don't have a total explanation for those anomalies.
Right.
I mean, we do, but this guy is saying, well, you know, there needs to be an investigation. The Republicans of Georgia are like, nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. It's just the blacks don't like voting for lieutenant governor.
Man, I don't know. Damn, this is...
So they're cheating.
Very discouraging.
At every turn, at every step, that's the only way they can win.
And Georgia was a great dress rehearsal. It's a great dress rehearsal for 2020.
Most other states have paper backups, so they wouldn't be able to necessarily do what they're doing in Georgia and other states.
But maybe in swing states.
But, there's other shenanigans they can engage in. So,
man.
Get out and vote, everybody.
I mean, yeah.
You just need to...
Listen, I agree with you. Get out and vote.
Overwhelm these anti-democracy Republicans.
But what you're saying is right? You got to get out and vote. But the answer is not winning the election. The answer is winning it bigly. So that's crazy. It's crazy. That's like saying, okay, let's say a team wins a World Series. They win by one run. The umpire comes out and says, well, it's one run. Really? Let's give it to the other team. That's our country.
Well,
that's our country. That's bullshit.
Well, they would be squealing that it's unfair and that we were cheated and we're not going to abide by that one run victory is what they would be saying.
But that one run victory that's what happened in 2016.
In 2000.
What do you mean?
The year 2000.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With Al Gore.
And SCOTUS decided.
Al fucking Gore, Al apologist Gore, for the good of the country. We're going to accept this bullshit result and move the fuck on.
Listen, I know what Louis Gohmert has to say about those massages, because, man, I was getting a few of them during the campaign. It just, sucked the energy right out of me.
You know, it's we're going to need a Democrat to put on the adult pants. And this vote blue hashtag, I believe in this. You got to vote. I'm not saying don't vote, but let's be real for a second. That's not completely honest. It's not a sincere thing. Vote blue. Yeah, that ain't the answer. Is that what I'm hearing? Is it the answer? Vote blue. You got to win bigly. You just can't win.
Well, right.
This is bullshit. We have to think of a better way to beat these Republicans than voting them out. That is not the best answer.
Well, I mean, we have to see what happens.
Yes. So we need some Democrat to put on some adult pants and start calling these motherfucker out. Call them out for who they are. They're cheating. They're cheating. They cheated to win that election.
Stacey Abrams is making it her life's work to try to make sure that the elections are kept fair. Eric Holder and Obama are working hard to try to get rid of gerrymandering.
Why isn't Stacey Abrams running for that Senate seat in Georgia? The fuck?
I think she probably has a pretty solid offer for a vice president spot from more than one candidate, and that may be one of the things influencing her choice. I don't know that for a fact. That's speculating. Insane.
But, you know, can I make another horrible baseball analogy? That's like if you're in the bottom of the ninth, and this is like how the Cubs fucked up in 2003. They didn't bring in their best pitcher.
Are we talking about Bartman year?
Yeah. They didn't bring in their best pitcher. They brought in the best pitcher out of the bullpen, but not the best pitcher. And they lost.
Yes.
So you're saying, so Stacey Abrams is going to be vice president. It's going to be some VP pick.
Well, no, I don't know that. That's the only thing I can think of is why she wouldn't want to.
But the Senate seat is more important. Wouldn't you think?
One would think that, we need four seats. We need to flip four seats from the Republicans to take back the Senate. Right. Now that the Georgia dude's retiring, it opens up another possible venue to steal a spot from them.
The best way to make all this Republican bullshit go away, I think, is that the Dems have to win the presidency and they have to take the Senate and hold on to the House. And then go after these guys with everything they possibly can and beat the Republicans into submission, drive them back into the woods with all the other fucking racists. Best way to do that is have Stacey Abrams run for Senate and have Beto run for fucking Senate, right?
Yes.
Guys, get real. My God, put down the bong.
What? We got to get going, everybody. Thanks for joining us this Labor Day. I've got a couple stories we'll get to tomorrow. about Trump's American stuff.
Yes.
But thanks for joining us as you digest your hopefully nice Labor Day meal.
Oh, yes.
Join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, and then iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram's Radar Comedy, or check out his schedule on his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. We shall reconvene in Treehouse tomorrow, y'all.
Viva!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.